I'm looking over a new photograph of President Bush. He's greeting Marines who are facing an extended deployment to Iraq, a place where a CIA report says the war effort is falling apart and an Army general just said we've lost the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people, as if we ever owned them. But Bush is cheerful in the photograph. He seems to relish the new military jacket someone tailored just for him. The waistcoat is faintly reminiscent of the Eisenhower jacket, the one Ike made popular in World War II. The president's jacket is a faithful light army brown, and it comes with epaulets on the shoulders. The presidential seal rests over the right side of the president's chest, and on the left, over his heart, are the helpful words of identification. George W. Bush, Commander-in-Chief, stitched in impressive embroidery. Just in case someone should forget. President Eisenhower, as a retired Army general, had earned the right to wear the uniform whenever he chose to, but he scrupulously avoided it. He said he was concerned that such attire would be contrary to the constitutional principle of civilian control over the military. But Ike merely commanded 4 million troops in the invasion of France, the decisive operation against Nazi Germany in the Second World War. He knew nothing about the challenges of being a National Guard pilot who flew loops over Texas during the Vietnam War and then transferred to Alabama to work on the political campaign of a family friend. George Bush seems to love dressing up to play soldier. But it's the blurring of the lines that bothers me here. The president is the civilian commander-in-chief of the military, not part of the military himself. But tell that to the what-me-worry president who famously donned a flight suit and landed on an aircraft carrier and stood under that banner proclaiming, "Mission accomplished." That was more than 2 years and 1,000 American combat deaths ago. Look, other presidents, including Bill Clinton, have also donned semi-military attire. They looked goofy in their leather jackets and presidential seal. But in his new little jacket, Mr. Bush looks like he's trying to be a field marshal, which is alternatively embarrassing and unnerving. This is Les Acoin.